shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, many families in Cumberland County will be scrambling to find alternate ways to get their kids to school this morning. What we know about the bus driver protest happening today.
And it's a nice quiet morning. We're going to see temperatures close to records for the next several days. I'll show you which day will be the warmest.
And an investigation is underway in Durham after a shooting kills one person and injures another. What we've learned in the last several hours. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning. Going to be another warm one. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, temperatures won't fall, but records might. You know, in the long term, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Next several days, you say?
Yeah, yesterday we were really close to it, looking at that again today. And of course, tomorrow is the day that we'll likely see temperatures in the 80s and mid-80s. If we get 85, it'll be the first time that we've ever done that in February at RDU. Here's a live look at Chapel Hill this morning. All is quiet. We take a look at our low cloud cover. And we do have a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning, especially back across the triad, north and west. Some of that's going to swing through. We have a warm front that's going to be lifting up across our area this morning. Could bring us a sprinkle or two, but we're not going to see much rain out of this. And then we're going to see a big push of warm air that comes in behind that front. That's going to clear us out pretty dramatically for this afternoon. Temperatures this morning are warm. We're sitting at right around 50 degrees as you're heading out the door. At lunchtime, around 70, and then up to 78 for the high this afternoon with plenty of sun.
Elizabeth, thank you. We're following breaking news. How much school bus drivers in our area get paid is leading to a protest this morning. It starts at 5 a.m. in Cumberland County, and some families will need to find another way to get their kids to school. WRAL's Nye Harden is live at Southview High School in Fayetteville, where with the changes drivers are demanding. Nye.
Well, normally these buses that you see here are normally going to head out at 5 o'clock this morning, but today is going to be much different. And that's because at least 20 of them will not be leaving because drivers say they want more pay. Right now, new hires get $15 an hour, while current bus drivers get $15.93 an hour. Before, drivers were making $12.82 an hour. But in 2021, a similar sick out led to a pay bump. Drivers who have been with the school district for years say they should be getting more pay.
We think we deserve more. You have new hires coming in at $15 an hour. Now, you have drivers that have been there, I would say maybe 19 years or more, making a dollar more than the new hire. And we just don't think it's fair.
And Cumberland County Schools parents will want to make sure to plan ahead because we're told the sick out will last the rest of the week. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Cumberland County.
Many bus routes in Chapel Hill are expected to be canceled for a third day as more than half the district's transportation staff is out sick. Most of them tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in that transportation building. 18 routes will go uncovered today. The district is prioritizing elementary school routes and students with special needs. This situation is making the existing driver shortage that much harder.
Police in Durham are working to make an arrest after a deadly shooting on Holloway Street. This happened around 8:45 last night near the intersection with Hardy Street. Officers say they found two men inside a car who had been shot. The driver died at the scene. The passenger was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police say the shooting does not appear to be random. Holloway Street was closed between Hardy and North Miami Boulevard for several hours while officers investigated. Today, leaders across the state are working to fight child hunger. A conference in Chapel Hill today comes 1 week before thousands of families lose their additional SNAP benefits. Federal pandemic assistance programs are being phased out, so families will get about $90 less each month on average. Some households will lose as much as $250 a month. Child hunger leaders will meet in person today for the first time since the start of the pandemic, and they'll talk about how to tackle challenges that continue to affect child nutrition programs.
A years-long push to require North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents is getting attention today. A state house committee will vote on the cooperation bill. It also forces the sheriffs to check the immigration status of anyone arrested and to hold them in jail, even if they bond out, as long as ICE agents want to interview them. Wake is one of the counties where sheriffs have refused on constitutional grounds. Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed this bill before, but GOP lawmakers might be able to override his veto this time.
Sanford police released new images of a car that may be connected to a double shooting. Investigators say this car was in the area of Magnolia and Simmons Streets Monday afternoon. Sky 5 was over the scene as police tried to figure out what happened. It was a large crime scene where you saw a silver Lexus covered with a tarp, dozens of bullet casings on the ground. Authorities say 72-year-old Joseph Smith was killed and a 19-year-old was shot in the leg. If you have any information about this, call Sanford police.
A man charged in a deadly Nash County shooting will be in court tomorrow. It happened 2 weeks ago outside the Cummins engine plant on US 301 in Rocky Mount. Nikita Hatch has been charged in this case. Officials say when Quentin McNair was leaving work at the plant, Hatch was waiting for him after they had an argument on social media. Hatch blocked his car from leaving and shot at him. McNair fired back but died from his injuries. Hatch is being held without bond, charged with first-degree murder.
A fourth Memphis Fire Department employee is under investigation following the death of Tyree Nichols. The city's chief legal officer did not reveal the name, rank, nor status of that employee. Three other fire department employees have already been fired. Six police officers have also been fired. Five of them face second-degree murder charges. Nichols died in January, 3 days after he was brutally beaten by police during a traffic stop.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, one person is dead after a crash overnight in Durham. I want to show you on this map exactly where it happened. We're hearing that it happened on North Alston Avenue near Hopkins Street. That is right across the street from Eastway Elementary School. Again, one person is dead. That was confirmed by the Durham Police Department. They say the call came in around 11:26 last night. It happened at 812 Liberty Street in Durham.
Michelle, thanks. Yesterday, President Biden said it's common sense that Norfolk Southern should clean up the mess left from its train derailment in Ohio. The president's official Instagram account posted this photo of him in Poland on the phone with EPA Administrator Michael Regan. He also spoke with the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania. And yesterday, the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup and disposal of hazardous materials from the February 3rd derailment. The order, which is legally binding, requires the company to identify and clean contaminated soil and water resources. Norfolk Southern will also need to reimburse the EPA for services provided to affected people and businesses.
Some parts of the country are bracing for record-breaking snow this morning.
We expect it to have major impacts across the Twin Cities on every aspect of life, every aspect of city operations for the rest of this week.
How many inches of snow areas of Minnesota could see?
And taking a live look, Fayetteville this morning. Warm temperatures will stick around today. A cool down is on the way. We'll tell you when. And those temperatures will drop back below 60 coming up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 441. Our temperatures are a little bit cooler than they were this time yesterday. 46 degrees in Rocky Mount. It's 48 in Durham, but it's 55 in Fayetteville. It's definitely a pleasant start this morning as we're seeing just these very mild temperatures. It was a very warm day yesterday. Mostly cloudy temperatures, upper 40s to right around 50 degrees. We do have a small chance of a sprinkle this morning. We're going to walk through that, and I'll show you when we'll see it. It should be actually out of here by around 7 a.m., and most of us won't see it. It should be a gorgeous afternoon if you're going to be walking the dog. Later on, boy, it's going to be a warm one. 78 degrees at 4 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock, we're still in the 70s. So looking at a nice evening to be out with the dog, maybe at the dog park. We're going to talk about just how much warmer it will be tomorrow coming up.
The defense team in the trial of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh is expected to wrap up its case by Friday. Tuesday, Murdaugh's only surviving son took the stand in his dad's trial, Buster Murdaugh, sharing his in court how he first found out his mother and brother had been killed.
He asked me if I was sitting down, and I was like, yeah. And then he, you know, sounded odd, and then he told me that my mom and brother had been shot.
Buster also testified that the family handled disagreements with civility, and there was no violence between them. Both sides are expected to present closing arguments next week.
A new report explores the mental health crisis unfolding at NC State. The Student Mental Health Task Force gave more than 50 recommendations with three central themes: the culture of care on campus, what resources are available, and the policies surrounding mental health care. Meanwhile, an NC State graduate student spoke to Raleigh City Council members Tuesday, calling out the university for its delay in responding to campus suicides this school year.
The mental health epidemic has been known to the college, and they let it creep up on us without warning until we caught on. There are initiatives after initiatives, band-aid after band-aid, on a gaping wound. And this wound cannot be seen the way others can, so it is hard for all parties involved to understand how to remedy it, never mind understand how deep it actually goes.
The recommendations by the NC State Student Task Force come after at least five students died by suicide this school year.
The school district in Uvalde, Texas, will end classes early this year so students won't be in school on the first anniversary of the Robb Elementary School shooting. An 18-year-old former student killed 21 people there on May 24th last year. The school building was permanently closed after that, and students were assigned to other schools. The last day of classes this year was originally scheduled to be June 1st, but the superintendent said the district was concerned about the emotional toll of going to school that day. The school year will now end May 22nd.
A town that lost its entire police force now has a new chief. WRL spoke with Police Chief James Ayers, who's been meeting and getting to know the people of Kenley. Last summer, Kenley's police chief and four officers claimed the former town manager, Justine Jones, created a toxic work environment. Chief Ayers resigned from the Halifax County town of Enfield in September, citing a hostile work environment there. He didn't want to talk about that or Kenley's fractured past.
We are saying that we are going to be community oriented. Well, I'm going to be the first one that's going to be knocking on the citizen doors and asking them, how can we address their needs?
Right now, it's just Ayers and one reserve officer on the Kenley force. He says he plans to have several positions filled by the summer. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office continues to patrol and respond to incidents.
A massive snowstorm is moving its way coast to coast right now. It's hammering Minnesota. City leaders in Minneapolis and St. Paul are declaring a snow emergency that will go into effect later today. They're expecting up to 21 inches of snow through tomorrow in what they say will be a historic storm.
We are bracing for what is likely to be one of the largest snowstorms in Minnesota history.
Minnesota's governor is calling on the state's National Guard to be prepared to help rescue stranded drivers.
New information about an avalanche in Washington state that killed three mountain climbers. The victims were part of a group of climbers hiking a mountain peak east of Seattle on Sunday. Authorities say the lead climber in the expedition accidentally triggered the avalanche. It happened when he planted his ice axe into an ice slab, causing it to slide. The three victims slid about 500 feet and most likely died from trauma and not from being buried in the snow.
Here, it's 4:46. Elizabeth Gardner has been talking about the unusually warm weather we've been having. It's causing pollen season to start early, and many people are already experiencing allergies. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now to explain the things you can do now to make sure you are prepared when the pollen comes out in full force. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. Well, when the weather is nice, a good walk in the park here at Lake Johnson is a great pastime for many. But now we have that weather warming up, trees starting to bloom, and that means pollen is starting to spread through the air. A doctor tells me if you suffer from allergies significantly, you may want to reconsider spending too much time outdoors. The highest pollen counts are usually recorded between the last week of March and the second week of April. However, warmer temperatures in winter can mean an early start of allergy season. Dr. Edwin Kim at UNC tells me he's already getting calls and seeing patients dealing with itchy, red and watery eyes, sneezing and a stuffy nose. He says the best advice is to start taking medicine now to get ahead.
I think the biggest thing is just get those treatments started now. A lot of folks kind of wait till they're feeling really bad to be able to start those nose sprays and the tablets, but I feel like it's much, much harder to be able to sort of stop the symptoms once they've started as opposed to preventing them in the first place.
And he tells me that those over-the-counter medications work great, such as Zyrtec and Claritin, even Benadryl, but he believes that the nasal sprays are the most effective. He believes that pharmacies will be very busy in the next few days. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
So let me get this straight. It's February 22nd, and we are talking about spring allergies. Elizabeth, do you remember a time when you talked about the pollen count this early in the year?
It is definitely very rare to talk about it this early. But, you know, getting into March, we do. So we're definitely running a few weeks early on this. This is a look at our pollen count for today. It's obviously going to be high for trees. It's lower for weeds and grasses. But this is tree pollen season. Right now, it's juniper, cedar, and elm. And those are certainly trees that can cause allergens. We're also waiting on that yellow pine pollen, which just makes a mess everywhere. Haven't seen a whole lot of that yet at my house, but of course, you may be starting to see that any time now, and that would be several weeks early. Tomorrow, it's likely that we'll see very high levels of pollen, and then after that, Friday, we're back to just regular high. And then that's likely to continue as we go on down the line. So we have a longer growing season. When we see these very warm days, if we look back between 1970 and 2021, between the two, we have 28 more days in our growing season, which means it's a day that we're seeing temperatures above freezing. So 30 more days. So that means more pollen. A longer growing season can also mean more crops, but it also, of course, means more insects as well as more pollen. And we know what kind of insects, mosquitoes. Let's talk about what's happening right now. A lot of times we're waiting for rain. When we really get into that yellow pine pollen, we get to really heavily into allergy season, rain helps out. We're seeing a few sprinkles down here in Moore County this morning between Carthage and Southern Pines, headed over towards Sanford. This is along the warm front that will lift north across our area today and continue our warming trend. Very little rain with us this morning. We'll see a bit of cloud cover on and off. But once we get to lunchtime, that front lifts northward. Our skies begin to clear. We're going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon with our temperatures in the upper 70s again. Right now, it's a mild start, 48 degrees in the triangle. Temperatures climb rapidly into the 60s as we approach lunchtime. We'll see 71 this afternoon in Roxborough, 77 Durham, 81 in Clinton, and 83 in Fayetteville. Today will likely tie the record. We tied the record high yesterday at 77. 78 today would tie the record. And of course, 85 tomorrow would easily break the previous record. And we've never seen a temperature as hot as 85 in February in the Triangle area. It looks like we'll continue our above normal temperatures for next week, but we do have one little break, like one thing that does not look like the others. On Saturday, a cold front comes through, cooling us down to 53. It'll feel like 40s for much of the day, and we'll see some scattered showers. We'll walk through the timeline for that rain on Saturday coming up.
We've seen the one thing that doesn't look like the other. Sorry, Elizabeth. Thank you. There's a new deal between two companies that is evening the playing field when it comes to video games. We explain what Microsoft and Nintendo's agreement means for gamers.
And still ahead, North Carolinians have a chance to see a legendary rock group live, where Guns N' Roses will stop in the state, and when you can get your tickets coming up.
We're talking music and comedy in today's Entertainment Report. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Miley Cyrus can buy herself a lot of flowers. She's got the biggest song in the world. Flowers topped the Billboard Global 200 for the fifth straight week, with more than 100 million streams each week, a record since the Global 200 chart began.
All right, there's a traditional handshake, you know, open palm, and then there's the fist bump. Hey, how you doing? This man opened the door, looked me in my eyes, extended his arm, and didn't do either one. He just did this. What is this? What is this? What the is happening right now?
Comedian Josh Johnson mixes the funny and the emotional in his new comedy special, Up Here Killing Myself.
Sometimes that happens, and that does feel like a gift. When something just funny happens in front of you, that you almost don't have to do any work. But overall, it's mostly about connection and about learning from people.
Josh Johnson, Up Here Killing Myself, is now streaming on Peacock. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Microsoft has announced a 10-year deal with Nintendo to share its Xbox games. This comes as Microsoft attempts to finalize purchasing the company, making the Call of Duty games. The deal means Call of Duty will be available on Nintendo consoles for the first time since 2013. The companies say it will help bring more choices and competition in the gaming market.
Today's Ash Wednesday. A local church is offering a chance to get your blessing to go. Christ the King Lutheran Church on Walnut Street in Cary is once again offering Ashes to Go. It's a service they're doing this morning. You can drive through and get your blessing between 7 and 9:30. The church will also have on-site worship services at 11 this morning and at 6 and 7:30 tonight. A new exhibit highlighting the power of protest is coming to the North Carolina Museum of History. It's called Signs of the Times. Visitors will be able to walk in protesters' footsteps from all types of backgrounds. The exhibit includes protest artifacts like protest signs and posters, T-shirts, and more. It opens March 4th to kick off Women's History Month.
Some rock and roll legends are bringing their world tour to North Carolina. Guns N' Roses will make a stop in Charlotte this summer. The show is set for Tuesday, August 29th. Pre-sale tickets are available starting today. General ticket sales begin Friday. The world tour kicks off in Tel Aviv in June. Jeff, they still have an appetite for destruction.
Don't mind my air guitar here. Many families in Cumberland County will have to find alternate ways to get kids to school this morning. WRL's Nia Harden will explain why bus drivers are protesting today.
A benefit hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians have come to rely on with high inflation will be going away in about a week. What you need to know about the changes being made to SNAP benefits. Plus,
we were just drowning with anxiety.
The tragedy in Turkey hitting home for those in the Duke community. We'll tell you about the lengths one brother went to find his twin sister after the earthquake there.